Good day to all of our investors and guests. This is the Rudd Commentary Podcast, and I'm your host, Josh Rudd. I'm the managing partner and principal wealth advisor here at Steer Wealth. For our new listeners who may not be familiar with who we are, at Steer Wealth, we manage investments for successful families, high-performing professionals, and organizations across the country, and become your very own proactive investment management team, confidant, and personal wealth advisor, so you can relax and focus your time and energy on chasing what you love. From time to time, I get asked to explain what we mean by high-performing professionals. And that's what I want to talk about today on this episode. This is not a general term here at Steer Wealth. This means we have decided to work with individuals who have built or are building exceptional financial futures by striving to be the best in their respective roles, profession, or industries. These are those that work hard and inspire others to keep up. All of us here at Steer Wealth strive every day to enhance our clients' success, allowing them to focus more of their energy towards their specific goals. So what does that mean to be a high performer? Well, these remarkable individuals are what we call high-performing professionals. These are some of the most impressive people that I've come to know in my capacity as a wealth advisor over the years. First and foremost, a vast majority of the successful people I have worked with are excited about the opportunities that the future holds and are just generally positive people and a joy to be around. These individuals see opportunities everywhere, not just in business, but in other people. Our team enjoys working with them and is excited when they see their name on the incoming caller ID. The real focus here is outlook. They have a positive outlook on life and are excited to see the opportunities that present themselves. And you know these kind of people that I'm talking about, don't you? The glass is always half full in their eyes, and they bring value virtually to every interaction that they choose to engage on. And I'm not saying that these people, that they talk a lot or that they're face people. That's not what I'm saying at all. These are people of positive depth and substance that are excited to be alive and get a great deal of satisfaction from winning the game of life. That brings us to a second characteristic of high-performing professionals, which is execution. And I call these people doers. High performers are doers. They're not watchers. They don't wait for your approval or all the details. They typically just jump in and solve problems, and they really thrive on that challenge. What do you think it's like for us here at Steer Wealth working with individuals like this? I can tell you firsthand, it's an exciting challenge for our team to meet the expectations of this group in terms of just things like response time and execution. When you work with a doer, get ready to grab a hold of their high standards and objectives because you're definitely going somewhere. The biggest value we provide doers is our focus on risk management, which brings us to our next characteristic of how they view risk and their general attitude towards risk. Highly successful people, and especially investors, have a very healthy and productive attitude towards risk. Failures are a part of development, and they understand that we must fail periodically to reset, learn, and then exceed our prior high watermarks in life or accomplishments. That's purely natural, and these high performers understand that. In general, they view risk as a variable that can drive returns and not simply as something to be avoided. In fact, many of these high performers understand that being conservative in their investments may actually cost them more than the investment fees that they pay over time. As these investors know, risk and return are positively correlated. The more return you are trying to achieve, the more risk you are taking. And this is where our firm can add measurable value to this high-performing professional over time, really helping them manage that risk and putting their focus on high ROI activities in or out of the investment or public investment market. Another characteristic of high performers is the humility that they don't have all the answers and are willing to surround themselves with smart people. This is especially true for our high-performing clients. Surprising to many of our listeners, as wealth advisors, our job is not to be stock or bond pickers. Identifying quality investments is an important function of what we do, but when you consider who we are working for, the risk management function of our job is a primary concern to our clients. We, like the high-performing clients, realize that we do not have a monopoly on all the good ideas, and that our clients may encounter private investment opportunities not available to others or even ourselves. This occurs frequently in small business investment and in real estate, for example. It is critical that high performers have a good team around them, including competent wealth advisors like us here at Steer Wealth, and also tax and legal professionals to provide guidance or let them know if they are charging down a potentially dangerous path with their investment dollars. One more thing about surrounding yourself with smart people. This is something I have a lot of experience with since we work for high-performing individuals directly. High performers need to prepare themselves to deal with basically two types of people that they're going to be around. The first is just other high performers. When you have a lot of high-performing individuals, I mean, it's like being on an incredibly successful sports team. You're going to have a lot of high-performing athletes around you, and there's a lot of folks that are good at their job. These are similarly focused and sometimes very intense people. Sometimes they can present you with challenges that many people would not be able to interact successfully with. I mean, if you're a high-performing individual, you will likely not have a challenge here. But if you're an aspiring high-performing person, then you must learn to thicken your skin, appreciate opposing views, and not get offended easily. Otherwise, you're going to miss many opportunities to learn from these incredible people. The second is you'll find yourself increasingly around those that may be intimidated by you and will not always give you the feedback and diverse perspectives that you're looking for as a leader. This is sometimes extremely challenging, and it can destroy significant value if you're leading a large team. I'd recommend an outstanding book called Surrounded by Idiots by Thomas Erickson. This is one of the books we recommend to our high-performing clients and also our team here at Steer Wealth. It's an extremely valuable look at the different personality types and communication styles around you as a high-performing professional. Our next characteristic for high performers, which is pretty brief, but is an extremely important habit for all successful people, and listening, you'll understand this when you hear what it is. High performers are not only not afraid to say no, but they are very good at doing it. I regularly tell clients and my students that each time you say yes, to ask yourself what you are saying no to. Like all of us, high performers have a limited amount of time and resources, but unlike most of us, they are more aware of the value of their time and usually think of their days in shorter and more valuable increments. I know here at Steer Wealth, a lot of us in the office think of our days in 15-minute increments, which is probably very different than a lot of our listeners. As their advisor, I also consistently stress the importance of investing their time in ways that maximize their individual utility. So what the heck does that mean? It means spending each minute and allocating their time towards their loved ones, their passions, needed rest and relaxation, or to productive ROI-producing activities. I also tell most of our successful clients that when they discover the value of saying no, they have started to reach the high level of success that they're looking for and will now begin to see new levels of satisfaction from family, work, and leisure activities that they may not have experienced before. Finally, and as a result of all the characteristics above, high performers have a track record that they are proud of and don't explain their accomplishments. As professionals, they have built successful businesses, reached a high level of income, or become experts in their fields. As investors, they most likely have a surplus of funds to invest through incentive bonuses, aggressive monthly investment contributions, or a recent business sale. This doesn't mean that they have finished the race or are tired, not hardly. This is simply the badge of accomplishment that is earned after many hard-fought battles. A high performer's track record may also have several failures mixed in with their successes, but they have no need to tell anybody. Anyone can clearly see their track record and success, not by a fancy car or an expensive watch, but by a warm, welcoming glance and a confident and commanding presence that everyone feels when they walk into the room. At Steer Wealth, we exist to support high performers and want to thank all of our clients and listeners that are part of driving the productivity and innovation that drives this economy and this great nation of ours. Hopefully, this topic today offered some of our listeners some reassurance in their journey to become a high-performing professional and an appreciation for our clients that already are. Here at Steer Wealth, our mission is to serve you and help you get to the next level. Well, thank you all for taking time to listen today. If you enjoyed this episode or learned something new, please take time to rate our podcast and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or your preferred podcast platform and never miss an episode. Also, if you know other investors that would enjoy our show today on high-performing individuals, please share the Rudd Commentary podcast through email or on social media. We would also like feedback on our program and ideas for future topics like this one. If you have the time, we would enjoy hearing from you. All of us here at Steer Wealth would like to thank you, our investors and clients, for your trust. Thank you for allowing us to be your partner in your long-term financial journey. We take this role very seriously. Thank you very much for listening today. This is the Rudd Commentary. I'm your host, Josh Rudd. And for all of us here at Steer Wealth, invest long and prosper.
The Rudd Commentary is distributed for informational purposes only and is not intended to constitute legal, tax, accounting, or investment advice. Nothing herein constitutes an offer to sell or solicitation for any offer to buy any security. All investment strategies and investments involve risk of loss, including the possible loss of principal invested, and nothing herein should be construed as a guarantee of any specific outcome or profit. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Any opinions expressed by employees of the Rudd Company, DBA, Steer Wealth, are opinions and do not reflect the opinions of any affiliates. The opinions expressed by guest speakers are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of Steer Wealth or any affiliates. Guest appearances on this program does not imply Steer Wealth's endorsement of any entity, person, product, service, or investment. All opinions are current and only as of the date of recording and are subject to change without notice.